97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Well, Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, please put me in the movies. Sounds like a great career.
I know a guy that can do that for you.
I bet you do. Welcome back to the show. We want to welcome in Frankie Cambaletti. We've had him on before. He is the executive producer, owner of Shift Films. And we had him on last year when we were talking about the shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Frankie, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, great having you back. I read the headline this week, and I passed it over to Carl Middleman, and I said, oh, look at this. Hollywood's going to ban live ammunition on movie sets.
Pew, pew.
He said, let's call Frankie. What was your reaction to that?
So my reaction was mixed, actually. I don't know how far you want me to go into it, but I actually kind of like this band because it's bigger than just a soundbite. The band includes not only the DGA, but the WGA. So that's the Directors Guild of America. And then you have the Writers Guild of America, which is currently on strike.
Right.
So part of this deal and why the Directors Guild of America kind of got, first of all, let me be clear, live ammo and real guns are not going to be banned from sets immediately. This is a process. This is going to take, they've reached an agreement. And as part of that agreement, Hollywood studios are not allowed to use AI technology to replace any type of person on set. So think of ChatGPT and the steam that it's had with the Writers Guild, and why the writers are also kind of, they're not afraid of this technology, but this is technology to ingest data that we're giving computers, and basically people are writing in, hey, have me write a script about an action film, and it comes back. And so now I don't need to hire a writer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is something that directors and writers have looked at and said, hey, I don't like this technology. How do we come to agreement that the studios won't be using this to replace us? So does that make sense?
Yeah. No,
it does.
No,
it does. Frankie,
it's Bo. Go ahead.
The ChatGPT, though, as I understand it, because, I mean, I literally just heard about it at Christmas time from a buddy of mine that's in the customer experience at Home Depot, and he goes, oh, have you heard about ChatGPT? And I was like, what are you saying? I mean, you have to tell me, explain what this is. As I understand it, though, ChatGPT just scours the internet. If you say, write a script for me, isn't it just going to be scenes from a bunch of different scripts to make up a script, or is it creating original thought yet?
It is 100% that, and I've had this war on LinkedIn with a bunch of people in my own industry, so design, graphic design, UI, software. Now, for software, yeah, I think it's awesome, right? Because most software isn't proprietary anymore. So for software developers, it's amazing. It's like their GitHub, where they can write in and say, man, I just can't figure out this Rails code. I can't figure out this Angular code. That makes sense for me for ChatGPT to be involved. However, you are 100% correct. If you type into ChatGPT and you're listening right now and you're in front of your computer, go ahead and tap in, hey, man, hey, ChatGPT, I have a coffee shop and I want to theme it with a siren or a mermaid. What do you think I should do? What ChatGPT is going to give you is the brand guidelines for Starbucks without saying Starbucks. So you have to be very careful as to how you're using this stuff, because this does run parallel with plagiarism.
Yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, so in Hollywood right now, listen, there's a bunch of politics and agenda-driven stuff that's out there, whether you agree with that or not. I always kind of stay and play purple in this because, you know what, I do my own thing. I want people to respect the work that I'm putting out. So, you know, when you look at writers in Hollywood, yes, there's a lot of reboots. Yes, there's a lot of stuff. But there are also really, really talented and great writers out there that want their worth. They do this job, and these films make millions of dollars, and they don't feel that they're compensated. They're like, hey, I wrote that thing, and I only got, like, not even a percentage of that film. So I understand where WGA is coming from.
So
but the Directors Guild, I think they're smart. But you have to understand, this deal also affects something else that nobody's talking about. This is going to take an hour away from on-set assistant directors. So we're taking an hour from an assistant director's job and we're putting it into safety on sets now. So this deal is actually kind of bigger than just removing live ammo and real guns from sets. Like I said, will not take effect for a little bit, a while. They have reached a deal. But this all comes off of Rust, right? 2021, Alec Baldwin's handed a gun, and he kills Hyla Hutchins, right? And this becomes the big thing. I think it's Hyla. I don't know. But Hutchins is killed, right? She's a cinematographer. She was up and coming. And all those charges get dropped against him, which it kind of faded out and nobody brought up, which I thought was hilarious. And this guy is still committed manslaughter, regardless of how you think about it. And if you're not famous, right, you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
If I get in my car right now and I hit a pedestrian walking, guess what's happening to me? I'm going to get some time, right? Because I'm negligent. So, but, you know, Alec Baldwin, whatever. I have my piece about him. But,
oh,
yeah,
I'm sure. So Frankie, let me get back to the gun issue for just a minute. I think this is.
Sure.
Because you explained this very well the last time we had you on. If you're on the set of let's say your own film, and there's a shooting scene where somebody's handling a gun, it's a real gun, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to fire a blank, correct?
Yes, and as you guys know, blanks can kill you, right?
They can kill you, but so would an ammunition ban, a live ammunition ban blanks?
Yes, it would ban anything that would have any type of gunpowder in it. And as you guys know, blanks do contain a capsule of gunpowder. So, yes, banning ammo really means that they are going to remove live-action weapons, so real weapons, and they're going to remove ammo completely. Now, this won't take effect for a while, but what they're going to do is what Directors Guild and basically the studios have requested now is a bigger budget for post, right?
Yes.
So now movies are going to take a little longer to do, and what's going to happen is if you have a shootout scene and you're in front of a car, like, I mean, think of John Wick, for instance. I mean, everything gets hit with a bullet in that thing. Trees get hit with bullets, squirrels, everything gets hit with a bullet there. So, you know, I'm going to be pretty impressed with how this, you know, when you're doing computer animation and science and integrated technology to make these holes in windows and cars, and this is going to cost them a fortune to do. So I'm wondering how long the process of this is actually going to be in effect. If you're going to save all of this for post, like, I get that you could put some fire sparks at the end of it in post, but actually putting holes in bricks and walls and having all these types of things, I mean, it's going to cost them a fortune to get this right, especially with a film like a John Wick film or a Mission Impossible, something that deals with a lot of weaponry, a Bourne film, you know, with all the actors, of course, that are against guns,
<laughs> of course.
Which is another thing that's completely ironic as well.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
no kidding.
Exactly.
You know, after the shooting that Alec Baldwin had on that set of Rust, John Schneider, you know, immediately went to a free app on his phone and, you know, and made it look like his finger was shooting a bullet. So my point is, if there is a technology to do this, if it's in post, that's the cost of making the film. You know, it would make everybody safer because it is make-believe. Hollywood is about make-believe. And so I think I just watched, I've been watching Sneaky Pete. I don't know if you've seen that show, but there's actually a scene where Sneaky Pete knows that there's a blank, only blanks in this one gun, but he still shoots a guy in the face and you know, injures him. I don't know. I don't think it killed him, but, you know, it is dangerous, especially when you have all these people out there with live ammo or blanks with gunpowder in them. So are you for or against this ban?
I'm 100% for the ban. I think it's going to be a big challenge to Hollywood, but let me be clear on why I'm for it, right? This doesn't hurt gun rights. This only hurts and protects actors on set. Some of them are my best friends in the world that are actually working in Hollywood, working in L.A. They're a little bit safer. And if Hollywood wants to fit the bill to make people safer, I'm all about that. That's the first time we've actually seen safety in films. I mean, this has been a growing trend in Hollywood from, you know, the animals we used to hurt on set all the way up to now, where animals are protected just like humans are protected on set. So Hollywood has done some great things, you know, for humanity. And they are looking out for actors and cinematographers that, I mean, this is really being pressed by Cinematographer Guild. Just so you guys know, the cinematographers have been talking about this for years. And those are the ones that are in front of the camera, right? These are the guys that are like, all right, we're looking at barrels. You know, you guys can be behind the set. So they've been on the up and up. What I do love about this bill is, once again, the AI technology, that the directors are really smart and saying, all right, well, if you're going to take our guns from us, then you can't be using any of this alien stuff. You can't be using any of this stuff that basically is going to take my job and take my writer's job away from us. So I am 100% for the ban. I don't think it's going to hurt the gun industry anything. I think that, you know, the Lightfoot actors that are out there that are against guns, I think they'll feel a little bit better about it. But, you know, all in all, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I have to ask, when it comes to that, though, how many years did we do John Wick movies and Clint Eastwood movies, and where everybody's getting shot up, and this never happened before? I mean, it's clearly the exception and not the rule. The Hutchins case was clearly there was criminal behavior there, that neglect at least, that gun was allowed to be loaded with a live round. This is a very... Yeah. It's a very rare exception to the rule. And as a result, yes, from this point forward, as soon as they get this enacted, they're going to have to fake everything, right?
I mean, I think that what Bo had said, or it is the land of make-believe. I think you do have a loss with Brandon Lee, right, which was another set that basically was default on a lot of the ammo that was on there. You're absolutely right. I mean, Clint Eastwood, and getting into the old cowboy movies, you know, they went off without incident. A lot of those films were spaghetti westerns, so maybe something happened. It wasn't reported. We don't really know, but yes, to the effect of like what news reported, you know, these films, even when you look at like, you know, World War II films, when you look at like, you know, Saving Private Ryan, it's going to be hard for them. But you also have to get back to what I said, I think, a couple months back when I was talking to you guys about the character actor, about the people that really want to feel the weight of that gun. They really want to feel that this thing has the pulverizing power to kill someone. And I'm playing this serial killer. I'm playing this, you know, marksman. I'm playing this role. And so when you're in it, you really need the things around you that make you feel that part. So, you know, will acting be sacrificed? Will these guys not really get into it? Will it take longer for them to sit in their trailers and be like, man, this really sucks that I got to wave around a gun that was made in a 3D printer? You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's both, right? I think that Hollywood back in the day was a little bit more loose with their ammo. And I think, yes, the exception in the rule is a great conversation. I mean, if you just look at the society of politics right now and persona politics, you know, one thing makes us stop everything.
Yes.
Right. I don't know, necessarily agree with that's the way to go through with that and process that. But at the same time, I think that if anybody is kept safer on set, and honestly, these guys that we love and we know don't necessarily want to, you know, be a part of that, then we lose too as an audience too. So I think it's a little bit of a catch-22.
Frankie is the executive producer and owner of Shift Films. And I really, before we let you go, can you give me the origin of that name, Shift Films? How'd you come up with that real quick?
So Shift Films, we have an actual, if you want to follow us, it's at the Haunted Garage. We actually have a fleet of muscle cars that we actually build, and we decided to start doing films. And so everything is based on shifting. You know, it's your shifting, your perspective,
okay,
you're shifting things and like that. So it's based on cars, but it's also the shift in perspective. Like we're seeing right now, this shift in Hollywood for writers to get more money, for directors to have more input in their deals and stuff. So it's all right. It kind of speaks to that. So, yeah.
When you get a chance, Kenny Chesney did a song called Shift Work. I want you to take a listen to that on YouTube when you get a chance, and you'll probably get a chuckle out of that, okay?
I love Kenny Chesney. Absolutely.
Well, you might know the song then. Okay. Shift Work.
Yeah, definitely do.
All right. All right, Frankie, thank you for joining us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Always great to get your knowledge and your opinion on here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys need me.
All right. We'll see you, Frankie. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I loved his point.
Frankie needs to hire you for dead guy number 4 on his next film. How about that?
You think?
Perfect. Well, that's your talent level, you know.
Oh, what? Man.
Oh, that's wrong.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Hey.
Shots fired. Call 911.
Big fish.
That'll do it for us on this edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. I'm going to go be in a movie, it looks like.
Dead guy number 4. Have a good weekend. See you, boys.
It's a big time, and all I got to do is act naturally.
Get more at 971talk.com.